Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Action alert. National Park Service caves in, allows snowmobile use to continue. It is with regret that Earth First Radio informs you that the Bush administration's National Park Service has announced that it will allow noisy, polluting snowmobiles to continue plaguing Yellowstone and Grand Teton National Parks. This misguided decision demonstrates a blatant disregard and disrespect for the preservation mandate of the national park system. It goes against public opinion and shrugs off sound science. Though this is horrible news, nothing is yet written in stone. The National Park Service says this decision was made in an effort to reach a middle ground for motorized park users and those who come to experience the natural and scenic beauty more peacefully, quietly, and with respect. As one of the National Parks Conservation Association's staunch park advocates notes, the middle ground is nothing but doublespeak for officially sanctioned continued decline of our national park treasures. As we look at wildlife habitat and wilderness experience from Yellowstone to Yukon, we see the inevitable decline in the face of myriad cumulative effects. Parks and other special places deserve better. Our grandchildren expect it. They demand it. The National Park Service received 350,000 comments on this issue during the past year, more than the service has received on any other single issue ever. The comments ran more than 4-1 against snowmobiles. The people are telling the Bush administration that they want snowmobiles out of Yellowstone and Grand Teton and a return to natural sounds and clean air in the parks. Instead, the Park Service is giving the American people a park where natural sounds are burdened by the abrasive roar of the snowmobile and where a clean environment throughout winter will be polluted by exhaust fumes. The snowmobile industry claims to have designed snowmobiles that produce less pollution and noise, but the Environmental Protection Agency has debunked these claims. The Bush administration revived the study of snowmobiles in the parks at the behest of its friends in the snowmobile industry. Now, in the face of American people's heavy opposition to snowmobiles in the parks, the Bush administration is giving its friends the go-ahead to pollute Yellowstone and Grand Teton. The American people have spoken clearly. They don't want snowmobiles in Yellowstone and Grand Teton, but the Bush administration hasn't heard them over the sounds of the snowmobile. Take action. Please do not give up. You have all been diligent, passionate, and dedicated in efforts to protect our national parks from these inappropriate machines. Your voice is absolutely critical if we are to successfully demonstrate to our government the will of the people, which is a snowmobile-free Yellowstone. Please visit www.npca.org, that's www.npca.org, and urge your House representative to strongly support the Yellowstone Protection Act. Tell them that you demand your voice be heard and counted. As we learn more, we will certainly let you know. In the meantime, please read the National Parks Conservation Association's statement on the unfortunate decision, and please vent your frustrations by calling and writing your representatives, and respectfully but firmly urging their support for the Yellowstone Protection Act. We still have a voice, and we've got to continue using it. Nothing worth having was ever very easy to come by. Saving Yellowstone and Grand Teton from motorized abuse is a lesson in that, to be sure. Earth First Radio thanks the National Parks Conservation Association, Protecting Parks for Future Generations, for this protection alert. Founded in 1919, the National Parks Conservation Association is America's only nonprofit, private advocacy organization dedicated solely to protecting, preserving, and enhancing the national park system. The NPCA has more than 425,000 members, a library of national park information, including fact sheets, congressional testimony, position statements, and press releases, can be found on the National Park Conservation Association's website at www.npca.org. That's www.npca.org. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on.